part, blessing us. My, it's wonderful to have anointed singing. And young men and ladies who are willing to work and practice day in and day out to come and bless us in the house of the Lord. Let's not take that for granted. They work hard and they bring anointed singing. Romans chapter 10, verse number 17 is where we will be turning. Romans chapter 10, verse number 17. To our guests, we welcome you to our Wednesday night Bible study. We're so honored that you are here with us. While you're turning to Romans 10, 17, I do want to mention that we will be printing the new church directories here in just a few weeks. And if you have recently joined the church, you're a new member of the church, and you would like for you and your family to be in the directory on Sunday, Brother Brian is going to be here with his camera, with a little setup, and you guys can jump in. We'll snap a digital picture. We'll upload it. We'll green shoot it. So if you want to snow and skiing down a snow hill somewhere, we can put that background in for you. No, I'm kidding. It'd be a palm tree or just whatever we're using. We would love to have your picture of your family. If you weren't here when we did all of the picture taking with the company, we'd like to do this. We'd like to upload it. We'd like for you to be a part of that directory when it comes out here in just a few weeks. Romans chapter 10, verse number 17, the word of the Lord says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord." I love it when God is flowing throughout a service. And our pastor Sapp just a moment ago quoted this verse. He had no idea this was my text tonight, but the Lord certainly did. Amen. There has been such a hunger in this place last Sunday, and tonight. I mean, he could have just carried this and we would have just exploded into shouting and had another night of just worship. I guess the Lord knows that we have just been needing some cleansing of the Spirit to flow through us. Many of us have needed strengthening in our minds and our hearts and just a strong touch of God. And he has blessed us with all of that. We're going to be talking tonight on the basics of faith. We won't get very far this evening. In fact, there's no way I'm going to actually reach my subject. We will carry this on, the Lord willing. We just got through with the basics of prayer. And I know you're standing. Give me just another moment. But we just got through with the basics of prayer. And we tried to strip away all of the complications that we put on ourselves when it comes to communicating with God, and get back to the basics of prayer. Whether I'm laying down, pray. If I'm standing up, pray. If I'm kneeling down, pray. What matters is pray. If I'm driving, pray. Just what matters is that you're praying, that you're talking to God, and he will hear our prayer. I think another area that we complicate in our lives is the area of faith. We complicate faith. And faith is so simple. It's so simple. Jesus said, a child can have it. A child that doesn't even have great understanding can have faith that would move mountains. So we're going to talk about faith here tonight. I know a few months ago we had a 9-week series on hope, faith, and charity. And my, the Lord blessed us with that subject about the foundation of us walking with the Lord. But we're going to be going in a little bit different direction here this evening concerning faith. Let's put our Bibles down and let's just ask the Lord to touch us, touch our hearts and our minds and our spirits, that we might hear from the Word of God tonight. Father, we come to you. We need you, Jesus. We need you. We need you in this place. We need your anointing. We need your power. Oh, God, I pray that you touch my mind tonight. Touch my spirit, Lord. Father, that I might teach the Word of God, that we might minister here this evening. And Lord, together, that we might learn together as the body of Christ. Father, how important faith is in our life. I ask you, Lord, for your help. I need your help. Touch us and use us, Lord, here this evening in the wonderful, mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And everybody say amen. Turn to two or three people around you and tell them faith is easy. Tell somebody else faith is easy. Faith is easy. Lord bless you. You can be seated. Give me a few minutes here just to sort of get going. And tonight, Sister Dawn, I didn't send you my scriptures because there's like 1,000 of them. And I don't even want you to try to follow me in scripture. Y'all just going to have to trust I'm reading out of the book. And if you're not sure, then listen to the podcast and pause it and look up the scripture as we go, or get the CD. But you'll never be able to, once I get going, to follow alone. Everybody say the basics of faith. The Bible is the most amazing, incredible book ever written. Of course, it is the breath of God on paper. We know that. It is our instructions here on earth, our hope and our encouragement. When we get into the Word of the Lord, it's not a book of condemnation and damnation. It is a book of hope and strength for the lost. And if we're not careful when we read the Word of the Lord, we will allow the adversary to cause us to read God's Word in such a condemning way that we are never really encouraged. We are never strengthened. We are never really given direction that we need and the help and the strength that we need. God, the Word of God is a love letter from the Lord Himself to us. Even in the areas where it deals with, if I can say it this way, rules and regulations or do's and don'ts and cans and can'ts. Even those areas of God's Word is His love towards us. Because everything in the Word of the Lord where He instructs us and guides us and says, don't go there and don't do that and don't think that way or live that way. It's about our safety. It is about our peace. It's about us having the best life that we can have here on the planet Earth during under this fallen humanity. God's Word is a word of encouragement and power. And one of the amazing things is that almost no matter what subject that you choose, you can say, I'm going to study on hope, and you'll get into the Word of the Lord, and it'll seem like the entire Word of God was written about hope. And then you say, well, I'm going to study about healing, and you'll start looking into the Word of the Lord, and you'll come to the same conclusion. It's the unique power and administration of this word, that no matter what you're studying, no matter what you're looking into, the whole word will support that subject if it is a biblical doctrine or a biblical teaching that the Lord is trying to place on us. And so it's why when we talked about hope, it seemed like the word wrapped around it. And when we talked about faith, the word wrapped around it. And we talked about charity, the word wraps around it, no matter what it is that we're teaching. And it's no different with this subject here tonight of faith, are the basics of faith, even though we're going to be going in a little bit of a different direction. And in fact, when you begin to study the Word of God, you so quickly find out how intertwined faith is in all areas of your life. And no wonder we find so much about it in the Word of God, because there's nothing about me that is not affected by the subject of faith. Every area of my life is impacted with this subject. Whether it is my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my children, my friends or family, whether it's my relationship with God, or how I interact even with my enemies, faith is wrapped up in the middle of it. And if there's any subject that you and I need to get a hold of and to understand better, it is the subject of faith. Because I'm here to tell us tonight, you do not take a single breath of life that faith is not wrapped up in it some way. Many of us live despondent, discouraged, and defeated lives, even as God-fearing, born-again children of the Lord. We still see them living lives defeated and undone and cast out and depressed and unraveled. And we ask the question, why? It's because somewheres in your walk with God, you have missed the concept of faith. Because if you'll get a hold of it, it'll transform everything about you. It'll transform every action that is in your life, every decision that you make, every person that you meet, everywhere that you go. It will be different when you go in faith. Oh, let's put our hands together. He's a mighty God. Now, I will say initially, it might seem like I'm going to complicate this subject. But I want to complicate it so I can simplify it. If that makes any sense at all. Now, this word here, faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. It is a simple word. It just means to have a persuasion about something. It means to have a credence or a conviction of a religious truth. But it doesn't even have to be religious. It can be secular. You can have faith in secular things and humanism and government and social systems, but they'll let you down. But God will never let you down. My God, have mercy. Hallelujah. I remember just yesterday, and I'm not going to do the details because they may want to testify on Sunday. I don't know. But just yesterday, I received some news about one of our families. I can remember praying, God, you got to help this woman, Lord. Lord, she's alone. You said you would be a father to the fatherless. You said you would be a husband to the widower. You gave these promises in the Word of God. And Lord, here she is in this difficult place. And God, you got to help her. She's faithful. She's struggling. And her children, and I'm praying and interceding. And oh, friend, I want to tell you something. When God steps on the scene, Oh, let me say it again. When God steps on the scene, He does things that are so far beyond our comprehension. I believe it's what His word says. He said, I'll do beyond anything you can believe, anything you can imagine, anything you can think up. I will go beyond. I saw that miracle. I saw another miracle. I saw another miracle. Four miracles alone this week. And oh, I just had to rejoice because He never lets us down. He never fails us. He never forsakes us. He's with us. Somebody say, He's with me. Shout, He's with me. And so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Everybody say, I need faith. I'm going to read some scriptures here in a little bit, and you just kind of follow along with me. But I want to lay a little bit of a foundation. Say it again. Say, I need faith. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Somebody say, I need faith. Hebrews tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Somebody say, I need faith. Romans 14:23 says, and he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Somebody shouted, I need faith. Romans 3:28 says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Somebody say, I need faith. Romans 4:5, unto him who worketh not, but he that believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Somebody shouted, I need faith. We begin to read what faith does for us. I want to cry out and say, God, increase my faith. That's a different subject all by itself. The bottom line is this. I must learn to walk in faith. Clap your hands to the Lord and give God praise. Somebody, I say, I need faith. Romans 5:2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Say, I need faith. Romans 12:3, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Say, I need faith. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, but we are helpers of joy, for by faith we stand. Somebody say, I need faith. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident that the just shall live by faith. Somebody shout, I need faith. Ephesians 3:17, just stay with me. I just want to walk us through the word of the Lord tonight for a little bit. You're going to hear 150 scriptures, but just stay with me. I'll try not to keep us past 9:30 or 10 o'clock. I'll get done as quick as I can. But somebody say, I need faith. That's just for the newcomers. Everybody else knows we got to be out of here by 9, which means I got to be done by 8:30 because we got to tear down. But that no man is justified, Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. Somebody say, I need faith. Colossians 2:12, buried with him in baptism, wherein also we are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. Somebody say, I need faith. Philippians 1:25, having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you for all the furtherance and joy of faith. Somebody say, I need faith. I need faith. You need a lot of faith. Okay, adjusting me in the middle of my message. That's like a devil coming up out of the pit. I'm ready to cut his head off or something. I can't believe my senior experienced sound man did that. Everybody say, help the preacher. Say, he needs faith. Say it again. Because I need faith. 2 Corinthians 8:7. Come on. This is going to help us tonight. Therefore, as ye abound in everything. Everyone say, in faith. Listen to this scripture. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith. Listen, I'm tired of not abounding. I want to abound in everything. And the word says, through faith, that can happen. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith. Somebody say, I need faith. 1 Timothy 1:5. Faith unfeigned, which means sincere. Now the end of the commandment is charity, out of the pure heart and out of the goodness of conscience, and of faith which is sincere. That's what that means. Shout it. 2 Peter 1:1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained like precious faith. Somebody shout, my faith is precious. Shout it, my faith is precious. Shout, devil, get your hands off my faith. My faith is precious. Jude 1:20 tells us, 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. My God, somebody say. Jude 1:20, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. How? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Let's stand to our feet. Let's clap our hands. What a hand clap of rejoicing to the Lord. Come on. Shout, I need faith. Shout, I need faith. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! I feel faith in the house. I feel faith in the house. We're going to continue. God bless you. You can be seated. The Bible tells us to be this in faith, by whom we have received grace and apostleship. Listen, for the obedience to faith. Say, be obedient to faith. Romans 4:19, and being not weak in faith. The Bible's commanding you and I concerning faith. Do not be weak in faith. Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith. Taking the shield of faith. Say, I need faith. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Somebody say, don't be weak. Take the shield. Stand fast in faith. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith. Colossians 1:23. If ye continue in the faith. How? Grounded and settled in the faith. Colossians 2:7. Rooted, built up in him, established in the faith. I understand these are different types of faith, but they all affect us and they all help us and control us. 1 Timothy 1:19. Everyone say, holding. Say, holding.
holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith hath made shipwreck. Paul the apostle says to Timothy, hold on to your faith in a good conscience. Others have put it aside, and in doing so, they have shipwrecked. 1 Timothy 3:13, for they have used the office of a deacon, well purchased to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith. Say, God, give me boldness in my faith. Say, God, give me boldness in my faith. Say, I need faith. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou also art called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Lay hold, fight the good fight of faith. 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept faith. Faith is in every area of our life. Now, I haven't started teaching on faith yet. I'm just trying to give us a broad perspective of how faith affects us in every area of our life. Titus 1:13, the witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be what? Sound in the faith. Someone say, I need to be sound in the faith. Philippians 1:6, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. This is so powerful, that the communication of your faith. In other words, open up your mouth and begin to speak about who your God is, what God has done for you, how He has delivered you, how He has blessed you. These are things the Bible commands us to do in the faith. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart in the full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But let us who are of the day be sober, doing what? Putting on the breastplate of faith. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that has promised. 1 Peter 5:9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith. It's talking about the devil. Resist him, not with your might, not with your intellect, not with your spirituality. Resist him in the faith. He can argue with your mind. He can confuse you with your emotions and your feelings. He can do all kinds of things to misdirect you, but he has no defense against your faith. He has no defense against your faith. Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We are commanded, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. We'll come back to that on another time. Jude 1:3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you out of the common salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. All of these things concerning faith, we are commanded of the Word of God. And there are so many others that there's no way we would have the time. And so the first group of scriptures was just talking about how faith impacts our life. The second group is the commandments of the Word concerning faith. But then Hebrews 11, and we've all read it so many times, it's all the things that were done by faith. Hebrews 11 and 4, by faith Abel offered. Hebrews 11 and 5, by faith Enoch was translated. Verse 7, by faith Noah was warned. Verse 8, by faith Abraham was called out. Verse 9, by faith he sojourned. Verse 11, through faith Sarah conceived and received within herself. Oh, by faith, by faith, by faith. Jesus said, if you had the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, you would speak to a mountain and say, be thou removed, and it would be removed and cast into the sea. You would speak to the bush and it would wither. You would speak to the tree and it would go. Why? Because nothing stands in the path of faith. Here are some things that we're warned about. I'm going to hold us a few more minutes tonight. 1 Timothy 5 and 8, the Bible tells us, whatever you do, don't deny the faith. 1 Timothy 5 and 12, the word of the Lord says, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. Timothy 6 and 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which will some convert after that they erred. How? From the faith. 2 Timothy 2 and 18, the word of the Lord says, don't let anything overthrow your faith as some has. James talks to us about faith. Listen to James. James 1 and 3, knowing this, that the trying, everybody say the trying. Pastor Sapp touched on it a little bit tonight. Just because you're going through something doesn't mean that you don't have faith. Your faith is going to be tried. It's going to be tested. But the Lord delivered us out of them all. Shout, keep the faith. Shout, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Trying of our faith. Peter put it this way, that the trial of your faith being more precious than gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found under praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's the kind of faith I want to have, that no matter what I go through, no matter what I've got to face, no matter what comes against me, no matter how hot the flame, no matter how high the wave, no matter how much the ground shakes, no matter what we've got to face, I will never lose my faith. I will never lose. Come on, somebody shout it. I will never lose my faith. I will never lose my faith. I will never lose my faith. Let the devil hear it. Let the devil hear it. I will never lose my faith. Glory to God. James 2 and 5, just a few more minutes of your time. James 2 and 5, hearken, my brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? James 5 and 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. Somebody say faith. You see, you and I can't live without it. And lost humanity can't be saved without it. No man will ever be saved without faith. And the Word of God says, on all of these scriptures on faith that I read to you, the Word of God says, the only way you can acquire it is by hearing the Word. You can listen to all of the positive thinking tapes you want to listen to. Read all of them. Get up and go get them and get rich books you want to read. You can go to whatever class you want to go to. You can do whatever it is. Pump your brain, whatever you want to pump. But your faith will never be established except in the Word of God. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of the Lord. No wonder the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, even so much more in the end time. As you see that day, my God have mercy. Why? Because I need faith. I need faith. I need faith. I need more faith today than I needed yesterday. This generation needs more faith than the last generation needed. We don't need less church. We need more church. My God, I wish somebody would help the preacher. We need to hear the word. We need to hear the word. We need to hear the word. Because it's only through the preaching of the word of God. It's only through the reading of the word of God. It's only through the listening to the word of God. Digesting the word of God is the only way my faith is going to increase. I can try to will that increase all I want. I can go. I can even pray about it all I want. Like the old disciples. I love the answer Jesus gave them. They said, Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, really? If you had the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, you could say to that mountain, be thou removed, and it would be cast into the sea. You know what he was saying? He was saying, it's not how much faith you have, because that tiny little grain of a mustard seed could bind any devil in hell. I haven't 100% come to this conclusion, but it's just a thought in the back of my mind. It's almost like God is saying faith is like a computer. Well, that's how I'm relating it. You know, that computer makes, well, if it's the super blue, it makes about 53 trillion computations a second. But don't misunderstand me. It's still dumber than the dumbest human. They haven't even come close to matching the 6 square inches of gray matter up in your brain. Cubic inches, excuse me. And it makes all of those comments. And do you know, every decision it makes, all it is a switch. It's either on or it's off. When you look at that computer screen and you see all them colors, every one of those pixels is an on and an off. That's all it can do. It does it 53 trillion times a second. The super blue, that means they've got, I don't know how many thousands and thousands of i7 processors linked up. So they're all thinking at the same time. And all it ever does is go on, off. On, off. It just does it so fast that you think everything's moving. It's just pixels are changing. This color to this color, this color to this color, this color to this color, this color to this color. I'm sorry for electronics 101 lesson tonight. And even though I'm not convinced of this, I'm kind of wondering if faith is either on or it's off. Because he said, if it's the grain of a mustard seed, not a mustard seed, the smallest seed on earth, not a mustard seed, a grain of a mustard seed. It's either on or it's off. You either believe or you don't. And you know what tells the difference? Your actions. Okay. That's not doctrine. Don't go write it down in a book somewhere. It's just a thought. Something to think about. No wonder, I'm closing. And I haven't even started teaching on faith yet, but we'll get there. No wonder we are required to preach this gospel everywhere we go, because it's the only way they can get faith. And without faith, you can't please God. Their only hope is to hear the word. Because faith comes by hearing the word of God. I don't have time to get in all this. Let's stand. Let's come down to the altar. It's only 8:19. Let's come down to the altar. And we're going to pray. And we're going to ask God to help us with this subject. And your homework is to pray for your pastor. And to say, God, give him revelation about faith. But help him make it so simple that no matter what level spiritually we're on, we can all walk out with it. I haven't gotten on this yet, but I want to tell you, we have complicated our faith. We've made it so complicated that even we ourselves can't obey it and cannot bring it to pass. We've complicated faith so much, Brother Legis, that when we lay hands on someone for healing, 900 things go through our mind. You know I'm telling you the truth. Is it the will of God? Is it not the will of God? Should I pray this way? We complicate. And then we try to wield faith. You know what I'm talking about. We think we're going to find faith somewhere way down to there, and we're just going to push it out, and it's going to happen. We complicate faith. Complicate it. You know, people that are used in the gift of faith, and I am closing. I'm not going to have four closings. This is my only closing. People that are used in the gift of faith, you ever notice? They go, in Jesus' name be healed. In Jesus' name. Why? Because it's an on-off switch. It's either on or it's off. It's so simple. Faith is so simple. We complicate it. But if somehow I can get us to understand, if the word can reveal to us how faith so envelops every part of our life, everywhere we go and everything that we do, And somehow we could see that without us even being conscious, faith is protecting and directing and moving and manipulating. If we could realize that it's already operating in us and with us and on us so powerfully, and get self out of the way. All right, that's you know what? That's a whole nother subject. So we're going to pray tonight. This is our prayer as a church. We're going to ask God to help us understand faith. Listen, we don't have a choice. Everything that barely scratched the surface with the scripture, but everything that I have read tonight concerning faith and everything that it touches and how it works in our life and surrounds and all that it envelops, we don't have a choice but to be able to operate in faith. If we're going to see our family saved and our loved ones, and we're going to see miracles take place in the church. I had a sister prophesy. She had a dream. She came and she told me about the dream. And she said, "Pastor, you went through great affliction. But I wanted to say, darling, I'm there now." But she said, "God's going to heal and deliver." And then she said, "It came and I saw the choir and all the bleachers were full and shaking in the glory of God, and people were being healed, laying hands on people, and people were being healed all throughout the altar." Because faith operates in all of us, doesn't it? Brother Howe, I believe the Lord wants that in our lives. I believe He wants that in this church. So we're praying. We're asking the Lord to help us understand faith. And this week, you're to pray for Pastor that God will help him put together and put out what he's trying to get to us. Father, we come to you tonight. I humble myself before you.